Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Monday. It's time for Pep Talks Pensacola Expert Panel with ADX Digital and Tasca King. Good morning, Tasca.
Good morning.
Welcome. If we're going to be talking about digital marketing, so if you've got a question, I know you've been waiting all week to send us a question. Text it on in at 850-437-1620.
I know. You can't wait for this, right?
Yes. This is the headliner on Mondays. The encore show is always the best.
That's right. Right? The last show of the day, the headliner. That's great.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So what's up?
Well,
how you doing?
You know, I'm doing great. It's first of the month. And I thought we would just go back to the basics.
Okay, works for me.
Let's
always good to learn
talk
a little something.
About. I mean, especially if you've been listening to me talk and you're like, "What the heck is she talking about?" You know, all this digital stuff. Look, hey, you know, I'm not a 25-year-old either, and it took me a while to learn all this.
Me too.
But once you get it, you get it, and you get how it works, and you get how it's going to work for your business, and that is the important thing. We want to offer you a product that will help with marketing your business and target exactly the people that you want to target that are we have reason to believe are a prospect for you without doing a blanket ad that reaches everybody in the market and you kind of remember that old phrase, let's throw some spaghetti up on the wall and see if it sticks.
Yes, exactly. So true.
You know spaghetti's done
right
when it sticks,
right?
So
no, that's, you want to do better than that.
Right.
And honestly, I will confess, as a business person, there was a part of me that thought, oh, this social media stuff's just a fad. It's going to go away. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, it's not going away.
Right.
And now, as a business owner and a person that needs to get the word out there, like you said, to specific people,
right,
this is the way to go, and it's not going away.
Exactly. And it's not just social media. Mm-hmm. It's just any kind of advertising through the internet is
right.
What we do. And there are so many different ways to do that. Mainly, I mean, since the whole way that we consume any of our what used to be television programming, which now is programming that we see on our television, but it's not necessarily coming through a broadcast television station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that once that got added into the digital world, which it is, because so many of us, probably 92-95% of us, watch some video programming on a monthly basis that comes over the internet versus what's coming over cable or what's coming over satellite or even if you got rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm.
So it's broader and broader, and it continues to grow.
Well, how many of us access everything? Myself, I do this on my phone.
A lot of people do.
On the internet, on my phone. So then all the different advertising that pops up, some of the different strategies that you have are really,
exactly.
really
there are
good.
Some that are specifically for the phone. There are some that are specifically for a television set.
Mm-hmm.
Connected TVs is what we call them, CTVs. And then, of course, there are some that you know, are going to be all over your laptop or all over your tablet.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back down to the basics.
Okay.
How are we going to start? Well, the first thing we're going to do when we come out and meet with you is let's talk geography.
Okay.
Where is your customer base coming from? Are your customers coming from a 3-mile radius of your location? Are they coming from a 10-mile radius of your location? Does it even matter where your location is? Because do you go to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are so many different options, so many different ways that you can focus on what is your geographic area. Well, we're gonna sit down with you and go over what is your geographic area.
So you can customize specifically to that business's needs.
Absolutely. If you only want to advertise within a 2 or 3 zip code area of your location, then we can do that. If you want to advertise in the entire country, we can do that. And anything in between. If you want to focus on certain markets, say you've got a product and you're in e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to focus on certain markets outside of the Pensacola area, we can do that. Let's say you are a business that is trying to recruit people from outside the market, and you want to recruit people from Atlanta or from D.C. or from Chicago or Dallas, we can do that. Mm-hmm. There are so many different ways that we can target and places that we can target from. Just know that wherever you want to advertise, we can get your ads there, no matter where it is. That's always where we're going to start, with that foundation of your geography.
So doesn't that give you, as they say, more bang for the buck? If we're talking spaghetti.
Well, it can.
But bang for the buck, because it's very specific.
It is very specific.
So you're not kind of wasting that advertising in an area that's not relevant.
Exactly. Exactly. So now that we've got your geography laid out, let's talk about the other strategies that we're going to use. Now, most of our products use a layering strategy. Mm-hmm. And our strategies that we use are behavioral targeting, keyword targeting, artificial intelligence, and retargeting. So let's start with retargeting. Retargeting is for people that go to your website and don't do anything.
They just kind of look around and then leave.
They look around for a minute and then they leave. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously there was something that brought them to your website. So let's follow them around and continue to show them an ad to try to redirect them back to your website. And that is done with almost every campaign that we do, mm-hmm. retargeting, because the whole purpose is to get them back to where they're going to your website to get a question answered, so they can call you with a question, or they can email you a question, or they can register, make an appointment, whatever it is that your business operates on, whatever system. Let's just keep them engaged.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that's great.
So that's usually where we start. Then we start layering in the next strategies. Behavioral is probably the most popular one. So we want to, as people have give us breadcrumbs of what their behaviors are online, mm-hmm. We are going to figure out what they like, what they do. And we're going to show your ad, whether it's a display ad or a video ad, to specific consumers based on who is engaging with the ad.
So let's say you had a sports store, right? Mm-hmm. And you had sports things, paraphernalia, whatever.
Right.
And you see this person's constantly on football pages.
Right.
Or constantly looking up sports scores or on ESPN right. or some other, you know.
Exactly. We might, one of our behavioral strategies is a sports fan. Mm-hmm. Or they're a runner. Or they like outdoor sports. Or they like to go to games. They not like to go to professional sporting events.
Or their kids are in sports.
Kids are in sports, exactly. Whatever those behaviors are that coincide with your business, then that's what we're going to. That's the behavioral strategies that we're going to start with and layer those in on top of the geography.
Okay, so we're talking about the strategies for ADX Digital Marketing and how it can help you and your business. Tasca King is here this morning on Pep Talk. She is our expert on digital marketing at the the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Meg, who needs another cup of coffee. If you have a question If you need to have a question for Tasca, just text it in at 850-437-1620, and we'll be back right after the break. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620, talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital Marketing.
Hey.
And now strategies. I love strategies, all the strategies.
Marketing strategies. Okay, so we talked about retargeting, mm-hmm. and we talked about behavioral targeting. So now let's talk about keyword targeting.
Okay.
Now, a lot of times people will get keyword targeting mixed up with Google AdWords mm-hmm. or pay-per-click, but that's not what this is. This is if someone has searched something that includes a keyword that is relevant to your business, that's keyword targeting. So the actual explanation is showing your ad on web pages that contain keywords relating to the business and across all devices. Mm-hmm. So you will not see this. This one does not work with our video ads on the TV.
Okay.
Because you don't Google anything on your TV, right?
Correct. That's
okay.
Right.
Or search anything. I shouldn't say that, never. There are some advanced remote controls that mm-hmm. will allow you to do that. But that technology is in the future.
Right. Then we're not talking about that right now. So if I Googled remodel my kitchen.
Exactly.
Then the word remodel would send off ads.
Or the word kitchen, depending on what the business is. So if you are a remodeler, or if you sell kitchen appliances, or if you are have a business that all you do is kitchen cabinets or kitchen countertops.
Or flooring.
Any of those keywords would fit your search. So now, granted, you know, there would be the chance that because of kitchen being in there, that you may not be looking for countertops, but you might see a countertop ad.
True.
But, I mean, it's still going to be very targeted.
More so specific.
You as a business person, there's no way 100% of the people that see an ad are going to be your prospect to make the phone ring. That's not going to happen. But everyone that sees the ad, there's a high likelihood that they're going to be a prospect, whether they are a prospect for you today or in the future.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So our next strategy is everybody's favorite, artificial intelligence.
AI. Here we go.
And that is showing your ad to people across all devices using machine learning to target consumers based on who is engaging with your ad.
Okay.
Now, how is that different from behavior? Well, let's say that you are connected to a group of people, whether it's a group of people you go to church with, whether it's your neighborhood, your neighbors, your friend base, and they've got friends that are involved that are showing behaviors that match what you need, but they haven't. Okay, here's a good example.
Okay.
Someone's going through a divorce, and they're going to a divorce group.
Right.
Okay. And people know that they're going through a divorce. There may even be things going on through social media or other things that they're doing online, but they haven't actually searched divorce attorney. But we have a lot of reason to believe that they might need one.
Right.
So that's just one example of how artificial. It's catching people that we've missed through the other strategies that have a high likelihood of being a prospect for you.
Because AI is picking up everything.
It picks up everything.
Everything.
It does. And I will tell you that the longer a business does a campaign, you know, we have our campaigns start at 3 months. If you have an event, it's 1 month. But for any other campaign, it's for 3 months. We've got clients that have been on the air for years. And the response that they get from the ads that are shown through the artificial intelligence strategy is amazing. Because that picks up people that otherwise are being missed, but yet those people are really interacting.
And they're potential clients based on what they're doing.
And probably turning into clients.
Very good.
So those are the major targeting strategies. And the last one I want to talk about is audience matching.
Okay.
And that is if you have a list of client base or a list of prospects, then we can do a custom audience matching campaign with them to reach people that are on that list. And of course, that's a little more involved, and that's something that we can go over in that initial educational meeting that we do.
So if I had a mailing list of customers,
yes,
would that work?
Yes, absolutely. And that list can consist of emails, phone numbers, addresses, physical addresses, or in most cases, a mix of all three. Now, if you've given me your customer base, yeah, you've already got those.
Right.
But that's great because you want to continue to market to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the best list is if you've got a really good, strong prospect list.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you're going to get your new customers.
That makes
sense. And build your business with new customers.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense because you might have other sources that you're using to get those prospects.
Exactly.
Or referrals, that kind
of
thing.
Exactly.
Which may not appear on the internet per se.
Right.
Very good.
That's right.
These are very good strategies.
They are. They are. And they all work really well. You don't use every one of them on every campaign, though you can. You don't have to. Most campaigns usually use two or three of those strategies. So, But again, we'd love to meet with you and go over all of these strategies with you. And the best way to do that is to give us a call and let's set up a meeting. And that number is 850-262-6000. And ask for Jeff Wayne. And he will connect you with one of our digital experts. And again, that first meeting is free. There's no charge, and there is no, it's not even a sales pitch. It's strictly educational.
Okay, if you just joined us talking with Tasca King with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, all about ADX digital marketing. Got a few more minutes, and we'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is Tasca King talking about ADX digital. If you got a question, 850-437-1620.
All right, so we've been talking about more targeting strategies. And again, those strategies are always going to start with the geography, and then we're going to layer in the strategies that include behavioral targeting, keyword targeting, website retargeting, and artificial intelligence. Or if you want to work with a list, we can definitely talk about doing a custom audience matching, custom audience lookalike targeting campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk just briefly about our products.
So many that work with
all of these strategies. The first one being display, targeted display ads, native display ads. Social mirror is one of our big ones. And there's so many, most of our products utilize this. All of the OTT, which is over the top and, you know, the video ads that run within streaming on connected TVs.
We do have a question.
Okay.
Do they film short ads and then promote them?
We do not have a video production in-house, but we can. We have resources.
Right.
So, and most of the video ads, a lot of people, if you're going to do and use it for online video, a lot of people can do that just on their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to do something that's a little better quality for a connected TV and to run within streaming, then we have resources that we can introduce you to. And you want those ads all need to be between 15 or 30 second mm-hmm. ads, and they're very specific that those are 15-second or 30-second ads.
Okay.
But yeah, we don't do that in house, but we could definitely connect you with someone that can help you with that,
and then promote it once it's done.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. 850-437. Oh, we're out of time. Oh my goodness.
Wow. All right.
Okay. Well, tell us how they can reach you.
Give us a call, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he'll connect you with one of our digital experts. And we'd love to come and sit down and answer all of your questions.
Excellent. Tasca King, you're the best. She always has so much information to share with us about ADX Digital Marketing. And you can always go to that website, adxdigitalmarketing.com. And we will be back again with you tomorrow morning, bright and early. This has been Pep Talk.